Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The MLB Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Edge Boost. Edge Boost enables you to double your bet with no interest. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge to get started today. Welcome, everyone, to the MLB Gambling Podcast, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. It is Sunday evening, May the 28th, currently 6:37 on the East Coast, here to get into the Memorial Day games in baseball. A lot of day action for us, and we're going to dive into it. 11 games on the schedule, and joining me here to help me break it down, you guys know him as the voice of the NFL Gambling Podcast, and here on the MLB Gambling Podcast, it's Dylan Rockford. D-Rock, how you doing today, man?
What's going on? Happy Memorial Day. It's going well so far. I'll probably break even today, 3-3. Just the ultimate collapse of the Washington Nationals, man. They had the lead. Royals come back and they win. Same thing. I had the Cardinals. They were up the whole game. And then, of course, it's Jose Ramirez. He walk-off double, and I lose that one as well. So, you know, few bounces not breaking our way, but let's get into it.
Yeah, like we mentioned, 11 games on the docket for the Memorial Day games. I think there's one game, Dylan, we didn't have lines for, which was the Nationals, or we didn't have a pitcher for the Nationals and the Dodgers game, I believe. So we'll probably just skip over that game. But again, good reminder for everyone listening or watching live, make sure to check out our picks over on the website, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/MLB picks. Do our best to get our picks up there from not only the host here on the MLB Gambling Podcast, but all the other contributors on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. John, let's just kick it off, man. We'll kind of zip through this here. First game on the board tomorrow, 1:05 Eastern start. We got the Cleveland Guardians. They are traveling to Baltimore to take on the Orioles. Logan Allen gets to start here for the Cleveland Guardians. And Tyler Wells gets to start here for the Baltimore Orioles. Orioles are -140 home favorite, +120 on the money line for the Guardians. Total is set at 8. Run line -1.5, +140 for the Orioles, and +1.5, -165 for the Guardians. Dylan, what do you got for this game?
Yeah, I like the Orioles in this game. I think this could be a good series for them to pick it back up. You know, a rough series against the Rangers. But the Guardians, they really didn't show me anything offensively that scares me. You know, bottom five in all major categories on offense. And I don't know. I think I need a bigger number to back Logan Allen. I do like him, but this is just his third start on the road. He's allowed 7 or more hits in every start in the month of May. So I think he's trending for a blow up real soon. So I'm not going to overthink this one. You know, Orioles, they hit lefties pretty well, and we're just getting the much better offense at kind of a short number. I got the Orioles at -135. I still like them at -140. I made them a -150 favorite.
Yeah, I know Logan Allen, we talked about, he's pitched pretty well. Like you mentioned, he does give up the hits, but fortunately for him, at least, that he hasn't given up a lot of earned runs. I know he did give up 3 to the Chicago White Sox in his last start, or his last two starts. He actually faced the White Sox, but he just hasn't got the run support in his last two starts. A combined 5 runs scored for Logan Allen by the Guardians. So, if you're not as well as you can pitch in this league, you at the end of the day, you still have to score some runs. And the Guardians are again, that same team that are trying to play small ball, manufacture runs. And like you mentioned, they are in the bottom of a lot of offensive categories thus far this season. So I like Tyler Wells as well. So far on the season, he did have a bad start in his last start against the Yankees, but they did win that game 9-6. The offense was able to carry him. But he's been really solid at in Camden Yards, where he's 2-1 with a 2.64 ERA, 9 earned runs he's allowed in about 30 2/3 innings pitched there. So I'm with you there on the Baltimore Orioles money line against the Cleveland Guardians. Next game on the board, we have a 1:10 Eastern start here. Texas Rangers, they are traveling up north to take on the Detroit Tigers. Nathan Eovaldi gets a start here for the Texas Rangers, and Matthew Boyd gets a start here for the Detroit Tigers. The Rangers are a hefty favorite of -170 on the road here and +145 on the money line for the home underdog. Total set at 8.5, run line -1.5, -115 for the Rangers, and +1.5, -105 here for the Tigers. D-Rock, what are you thinking here?
Yeah, I was actually able to grab the Rangers earlier in the day on the run line at +105. It has come down, like you said, -115. I see -105s out there, so do shop around. I would still play that if you don't want to lay juice on the run line. Maybe take Rangers first five, -0.5. Either one I like, I'll probably be on. This game is all about home and away splits. Nathan Eovaldi has been lights out on the road, 4-1 with an ERA of 1.66 in 43 innings. He's only allowed 8 runs, 0 home runs. Batters are hitting .211 off of him. He's only allowed 1 run on the road this month. He's just been dealing. And on the other side, Matthew Boyd at home has yet to win a game over an 8 ERA. His walks are high. Batters are hitting over .300 off of him. In his last start at home, he gave up 5 runs to a Mariners team in just 1 inning. So the Rangers are a top 5 offense. I think it would be much worse for them. So I just have a hard time believing the Rangers won't be able to win this one comfortably. So I'm all over the Rangers tomorrow.
Yeah. If I'll take a look at Matthew Boyd's, just his game log over the last 5 games, they've seen at least 9 runs being scored combined in those last 5 starts, 10 or more in 4 of the last 5 games as well. And Texas, against left-handed pitching here, Dylan, are one of the better hitting teams against left-handed pitching. They're number 5 as far as team batting average and WRC plus. They are number 3 slugging percentage. They are number 6. So they do very well against left-handed pitching. So I wouldn't mind a Rangers team total over as well. You get all 9 at-bats being the road team. And then again, like we mentioned, Nathan Eovaldi has just been really good thus far this season for the Texas Rangers, and on the road so far this season, like you mentioned, Dylan, 4-1 with a 1.66 ERA. So I think that should carry over in this game against the Detroit Tigers. All right, next game. Yeah, go ahead.
Real quick. Sorry. I see a team total for Texas Rangers at 4.5. Oh, I like that. I'll side that with you as well. Over.
Yeah, 100%. Anything at 4.5, I would definitely pound the over for the Texas Rangers. Their offense has just been one of, I think they're top 3 for sure. I think they've scored the 100%. Most runs this season as well.
And I don't really see signs of them like regressing or slowing down.
Yeah, 100%. All right. Next game on the board, it's going to be a 2:20 Eastern start. We have the Tampa Bay Rays. They are headed to Wrigley Field to take on the Chicago Cubbies. Taj Bradley gets a start here for the Tampa Bay Rays, and Marcus Stroman, I see, is getting the start here for the Chicago Cubs. Just money lines thus far because we're waiting for the win direction and the total and all that good stuff, but the Rays are a -125 favorite here. The Cubs are a +105 underdog here. Dylan, what are we thinking about the Rays and the Cubs?
Yeah, I actually see 8.5s out there. So do shop around. I like the under. I set my total at 7.4. Two good pitchers going at it, and Stroman and Taj Bradley. I said it a few podcasts ago. I really like Taj Bradley and his stuff. I think he's going to be a good pitcher in the league one day. But Stroman, he's been really good at home this season. He's only had one bad start at home against the Dodgers. But besides that game, he hasn't allowed 2 or more runs in 5 straight starts. So batters are only hitting 185 off of him as well at home. Now, Taj Bradley, he just only pitched 10 innings on the road, but he's only allowed 2 runs in those 10 innings. Batters are hitting 162 off of him. We got wins coming in as well at Wrigley Field tomorrow. So I just like both pitchers. I'm a little biased. I like both pitchers here with the wind weather report as well. I think 8.5 is just too big. So I'm going to go under 8.5 here.
Yeah, Bradley has been really good on the road as well. It's a very small sample where he's only pitched 10 and two-thirds innings, but he's only allowed two earned runs in those two road starts. And those were against the Cincinnati Reds back on April 18th. And the most recent start was against your New York Mets, where he did allow two earned runs in about five innings. But the Rays weren't able to score enough runs for him in that game. And the last two games, or last two starts for Taj Bradley, the Rays have been outscored 23-3. Of course, large part is due to the fact that the Toronto Blue Jays scored 20 runs in his last start. He was only responsible for four runs. Like, really, the bullpen was just the culprit that gave up all those runs to the Toronto Blue Jays. So I'll lean here with the Rays. I think, again, their offense, they just sometimes find a way. I think this still could be a low-scoring game where the Rays win 4-2 or something in that range, but at a minus 125 price for one of the best teams, if not the best team right now in the majors, with Taj Bradley and how good he has been, I'll take a stab here with the Rays at minus 125. All right, before we continue here, Dylan, let me tell everyone about the newest sponsor on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. That is going to be Edge Boost. Have you signed up for Edge Boost yet? If not, you're missing out. Edge Boost is the world's first bet now, pay later Visa card. Similar to buy now, pay later programs, Edge Boost enables you to double your bet with no interest and pay back the advance over four equal weekly installments. That's right, 0% interest. Simply deposit funds into your account, and Edge Boost will match the deposit so you can use two times the funds on any legal sports betting site. Edge currently offers up to $2,500 in advances, up to $2,500 you can add to your bankroll. My Edge Boost double down play of the day. Stay tuned for it. I'll give you that at the end of the episode here. But make sure to go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge to sign up today. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge. Must be 20 years or older to use. Only valid in legal gambling states. If you have a problem gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Dylan, let's get over to the next game on the board here. Let's go to the desert. Colorado Rockies, they're going to be traveling to the Arizona Diamondbacks here. Carl Kauffman gets to start here for the Colorado Rockies, and Ryan Nelson gets to start here for the Arizona Diamondbacks. I am seeing the Diamondbacks are a minus 175 home favorite, plus 150 on the money line for the Colorado Rockies. Total set at 9.5 with a little bit of vig towards the over at minus 120. Run line, minus 1.5, plus 165. Sorry. Minus 1.5, plus 110 for the Diamondbacks, and plus 1.5, minus 130 for the Colorado Rockies. D-Rock, what are you thinking about this matchup between two NL West teams?
Yeah, let's go with the total here. I'm going to go over 9.5. I made my total 10.3. I think we see some runs in this game. You know, two pitchers, you don't really want to back, in my opinion. Nelson at home has allowed three or more runs in four of his five starts, and every single start at home has gone over the number. When he's pitching at home, we just see high-scoring games. And Kauffman, he's only making his third start of the season, but he's allowed four runs in his first game and five runs in the second game. So, yeah. You know, these are the type of games where we are seeing with these two playing each other. When they played in April in their series over in Colorado, every game went over the number. I know it's thin air up there with the altitude, but we just see high scoring games with these two and two pitchers that give up a lot of runs. Two solid hitting teams as well. Diamondbacks, they up 4-2 against the Red Sox, and the Rockies, mm-hmm. they put up 11 against the Mets today. So give me the over 9.5.
Yeah, I was going to take the Arizona Diamondbacks team total here, whether that was for the first five innings. That comes out at 2.5. I'm definitely going to be on the over for everything that you mentioned there. Kauffman has allowed 9 earned runs in about 8 2/3 innings pitched thus far this season. So it just hasn't been very good for him. And Nelson, he did have a good start in his last start against the Phillies in Philadelphia, 6 shutout innings where he only allowed 3 hits. But I think we're more... Actually, he had back-to-back great starts. So I want to be opposed to a run line here for the Arizona Diamondbacks, but I think my more favorite play, if you want to get on the Arizona Diamondbacks team total, whether that's in the first five innings or whether that is full game. So anything at 2.5 in the first five innings or 4.5, even up to 5, I do like it for the Arizona Diamondbacks.
So first five team total for the D-backs, I see at 3.5, but it's okay. At plus 115. And okay. Then for the full game, it's at 5, I see.
Okay.
Or 5.5, yeah, for plus money.
All right. I like it. All right, let's get over to the next game of the night. We have the Minnesota Twins and the Houston Astros, 4:10 Eastern start in my neck of the woods. Sonny Gray gets a start here for the Minnesota Twins, and JP France gets a start here for the Houston Astros. Minus 125 home favorites for the Astros, plus 105 on the money line for the Minnesota Twins. Total set at 8.5 with a little bit of vig towards the under, and run line -1.5 plus 165 for the Astros, and +1.5 minus 195 for the Minnesota Twins. D-Rock, Sonny Gray continues his dominant season, or do you think he regresses against his Astros offense?
You know, the whole month of May, I know he really hasn't regressed, but the Twins kind of regressed. They can't win any of his starts this year, but I'm going to go with another over. No, I'm going to go with the plus money. I'll take the shot with the Twins here. I only made the Astros a minus 110 favorite, so I'm seeing plus 108 with the Twins. I do expect more money to come in on the Astros, so if you want to wait, get a better number on the Twins, I would. I kind of want to see a little more out of JP France, especially at home. He's only had one start at home, and the Cubs scored 6 runs in 3 innings off of him. So, yeah. Like I said, Sonny Gray, he's kind of cooled down in the month of May. He's still pitching well. He needs some run support, and I think he'll be fine. If the Twins are able to get him 4 or 5 runs, I think they should be able to win this game. So, at plus 108, it's almost at my number. I do expect it to get to plus 110 around game time. So I'll be on the road puppy here.
Yeah, I think if you want to back Sonny Gray here, you got to take it within the first 5 innings because
yeah,
I think I had my lock when his last start was against the Giants. They won, or they covered that first 5 innings run line, but the bullpen gave it up, where they lost that game 4-3. And like you mentioned, he hasn't been getting the run support either. Last 4 starts, the Twins have only provided 3, 2, 3, and 3. So they haven't scored more than 3 runs in any of his last 4 starts. And like you mentioned, I think you hit it on the head that they need the Twins offense has to score for Sonny Gray. JP France, like you mentioned, he's been great on the road. I think we need more of a sample, but outside of that one start against the Cubs, he's been really solid for the Houston Astros. So I'll lean here with the Astros. I don't love it totally. I feel like that Sonny Gray is more of a dominant pitcher at home versus on the road, where he is 3-0 with a 1.27 ERA at home. But on the road, he still has a good ERA, but he's pitched a few more innings, or actually almost double the more innings at home versus on the road. So I'll lean here with the Houston Astros. Next game on the board, 5:05 Eastern start, we have the Pittsburgh Pirates. They are headed to the West Coast to take on the San Francisco Giants. I'm seeing Rich Hill on the mound, Dick Mountain on the mound for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Anthony Discofani gets a start here for the San Francisco Giants. Money line plus 125 for the Pirates, minus 145 for the home favorite here for the Giants. Total set at 8 with a little bit of vig towards the over. Run line -1.5 plus 140 for the Giants, and for the Pirates, run line +1.5 minus 165 here. Dylan, what do we got for this game?
Yeah, I lean Giants here at home, but I do like the under a little more. I set my total at 6.7, so I'd gladly take an 8 under. I like both of these pitchers in Hill and Discofani. Hill on the road this season has been really good. 3-1 with a 2.31 ERA, 26 strikeouts. Batters are only hitting 211 off of him. And on the other side, Discofani, he hasn't had the best luck at home this season, but 4 of his 5 starts have gone under this number. So the Pirates, they don't hit righties all that well. Giants, they've been an under team this whole season. I think we see a lower scoring game. So the number, I just couldn't pass it. So I like the under 8 here.
Yeah, Giants have not been very good against left-handed pitching this season as well. WRC Plus, they're ranked number 25. Team batting average against left-handed pitching, they are number 19. And then slugging percentage against left-handed pitching, they are number 23. So all below league average against left-handed pitching. I don't want to lay that number with Discofani. I don't trust him. I did fade him in his last start, which was against the Minnesota Twins, where they were able to score some runs against him. But at, I guess, minus 145 isn't too bad. I would lean with the plus 125. You're just thinking that the Giants aren't able to get to Rich Hill here. I do like your play on the under, though, so I'll agree with you. I think the play might here just be the under at 8 in this game.
Yeah, I agree. I said I leaned the Giants, but that was when the line opened at like minus 130, 35. It's getting up there. I agree. I wouldn't lay over a minus 140 with DeSclafani.
Yeah, 100%. All right, before we get over to the last couple games on the schedule, let me tell everyone about Shady Rays and Shady May. Shady Rays is teaming up with SGPN for Shady May. Not only do you get an amazing 50% off, but you also have a chance to win $500. Shady Rays have you covered from the sun to the slopes with premium polarized shades, customizable snow goggles, and much more. Shady Rays have durable frames and extremely clear optics for outdoor adventures. If you lose or break your pair, even on day one, they told us they will send you a brand new pair, no questions asked. If you don't love them, exchange it for a new pair. Return them for free within 30 days. There's no risk when you shop with Shady Rays. Their team always has your back. And for our international listeners, Shady Rays has you covered as well, with shipping to Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United Kingdom. So go to ShadyRays.com and use promo code SGPN for 50% off of two or more pairs of polarized sunglasses. And remember, May is almost over, so make sure to take your receipt to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/shady for your chance to win $500 in the Shady May contest. All right, D-Rock, next game on the board, we have the Atlanta Braves. They are headed to the West Coast to take on the Oakland A's. Mike Soroka is getting his first start in, I don't know how long, but glad to see him back. He's been dealing with just so many injuries, man, but it's so good to see him back for the Atlanta Braves. And also Paul Blackburn, I think, is making his season debut for the Oakland A's. So a couple of guys here making their debuts here in this game. The Braves are a minus 240 favorite, 2-1 on the money line for the Oakland A's. Total set at 8 with a little bit of a vig towards the over at minus 120. Run line minus 1.5, minus 140 for the Braves, and plus 1.5, plus 120 for the Oakland A's. Tough one to handicap here dealing with these two pitchers, but what did you do like in this game, if anything?
Yeah, I want to address the chat real quick. Kason asked, does the A's go all year without being favored? Yeah, I agree. I think so. I think they're going to break one of the Mets year, 1990-something. They were one of the worst teams, and I think the A's are going to blow them out. They only have 10 wins. I think they've lost 10 in a row or something like that. Yeah, this team's never going to be favorite. It's a disappointment. But, very tough game to handicap. You know, we got two guys making their first start of the season. You don't really know what you might get from either pitcher. Soroka, this organization had such high hopes for him, dealing with a lot of injuries. I feel like he hasn't pitched in, 2.5, maybe 3 years. Yeah. And Blackburn, he hasn't pitched since last August. So you can't imagine either of them going long. They're probably beyond pitch count, both of them. So I don't trust the bullpen either. The A's have probably the second or worst bullpen in the league. I see some eights out there. I'd take an over if you could still get an eight. I set my total at 8.8. Like I said, Athletics, they have one of the worst bullpens in the league. And I think the Braves can score a bunch of runs in this game. I think the A's could score a few as well. We also have the travel situation for Atlanta. They are playing Sunday night baseball, but they do have some time as well. So I think we see some runs here. I'm going to fade both pitchers and just watch and see what I could learn from them.
This is probably going to be a bad decision, but I kind of want to back Paul Blackburn here.
I mean, at home. Over $2 for a guy that hasn't pitched in 2.5 years is insane.
Yeah. I think last season was one of the years, or last season was where I was really backing Paul Blackburn, but that was on the road. Last year, he finished up 6-1 with a 2.12 ERA on the road. Wasn't very good at home with a 1-5 record with 8.31. So I think we might see rust from both these pitchers. Maybe some location issues, maybe some control issues that may lead to some walks here. And I think Atlanta is that type of team that could take advantage of that. I would lean with the A's here. I don't love it, obviously. But I think we do see runs. I think we do see runs from the Atlanta Braves. And like you mentioned, and we've talked about this a lot, that the Oakland A's do have the worst bullpen in the entire league. That whether it's a starter or whether it's their bullpen, like both of them have been terrible. Mm-hmm. And again, you're bringing in an offense like the Atlanta Braves after the Houston Astros came in and put up a lot of runs. I think they'll be able to do the same here against this team. So If you get a 4.5 with the Atlanta Braves, I think you probably will. I would take the over on that. Maybe first five innings over. Just thinking Paul Blackburn just has some rust and he you know, missed some pitches or missed some location, leads to some walks here. But it's hard to go off without some data, especially with Soroka, who hasn't pitched at least in two seasons. And Paul Blackburn making his first season debut, who wasn't very good at home last year, like I mentioned, 1-5 with an 8.31 ERA. So I would just take a look at the Braves team total, not overthinking, because that's really been profitable against this ace pitching staff.
Yeah. So the team total sitting at 5 for the Atlanta Braves. And then the first five over under is at 4.5. I kind of like the first five over a little more, 4.5.
Yeah. I can't argue against that.
Yeah.
All right. Next game on the board. It's going to be the LA Angels. They are headed to the Windy City, the South Side, to take on the Chicago White Sox. Griffin Canning gets to start here for the LA Angels, and Michael Kopech gets to start here for the Chicago White Sox. The Angels are a road underdog here of +110, home favorites -130 for the Chicago White Sox. Total set at 8.5, a little bit of vig towards the over. Run line -1.5, +150 for the White Sox, and +1.5, -175 for the LA Angels here. Dylan, what do you got for this game?
Yeah, ugly game. I probably won't be betting it, but gun to my head, I probably take the Angels at plus money. I don't necessarily like Griffin Canning, but I do trust the bats of the Angels much more than I trust the bats of the White Sox. Angels, they rake away from home, and the White Sox, they really don't hit righties all that well. Plus, we talked about the bullpens with the Athletics. The White Sox, they have the second worst bullpen in the league. We saw today Joe Kelly, he blew it in the ninth innings as well. So even if they do have the lead, Angels have a really good lineup. I think they could expose the bullpen even if they do have the lead. We also have winds blowing in as well. So I'd probably lean towards the over, but I can't trust either of these teams when they have a lead. So White Sox, they're under 500 at home straight up this season. At plus money, I'll take the better hitting team. I'll take Griffin Canning and the Angels.
Yeah, I think the one thing that concerns me that the bats have gone kind of cold for the Angels this weekend series against the Marlins. And I know that because I bet on them to score some runs here over the weekend, and they just weren't able to. I'm trying to pull up the exact number. So today they actually were shut out by the Marlins, and then they scored 5 in yesterday's game and took the loss, and they had only 2 on Friday. So they combined 7 runs in 3 games here. Maybe that does change here a little bit. But Michael Kopech has been in pretty good form here for the Chicago White Sox. Over his last 3 starts, he's only allowed 2 earned runs in about 19 2/3 innings pitched. So it seems like he's found some form here. Against a struggling offense, I'll trust Kopech here. I'll take the White Sox here, -130 against the Angels, until I see the Angels break out of the offensive slump that they are in. I'm going to go with the better pitcher on the mound. And again, Griffin Canning, he is coming off a good start against the Boston Red Sox. But prior to that, he had given up 13 earned runs in his previous 3 starts. And he had allowed at least 3 earned runs in 4 straight starts before his last start against the Boston Red Sox, 3-7 shutout inning. So I'll trust the home team here. I'll take the White Sox -130 in this game. All right, so the next game is going to be the Dodgers and the Nationals. We don't have a pitcher here for the Nationals. I am seeing that Bobby Miller is getting the start here for the Dodgers. So without a pitcher, don't want to waste time. No lines, obviously, without a pitcher for the Nationals either. So we'll get to the
Before we get to the last game, I think we skipped the Cardinals and Royals.
Cardinals and Royals. Let me go back to that. That is going to be a
2:15.
Yeah, 2:15 Eastern start. Do you have lines for that game, Dylan? Because I don't see it on DraftKings right now.
I just see money lines. St. Yeah, Louis -190, Royals +160.
Okay, so you want to get into it?
Yeah, so I have Mike Mayers going for the Royals and Adam Wainwright going for the Cardinals. This one was a tough game to make, I thought, make a play in. I didn't want to lay close to $2 or anything over that with Wainwright, home or away. And I'm really not in the business to back the Royals either. So when totals do come out, maybe a first five over, depending on what the number would be. But Wainwright, he's allowed 4 or more runs in 3 of his 4 starts. And Mike Mayers, he's only had two starts, but he's allowed a run in each one of those starts. The Cardinals, they're a good hitting team. They hit 274 on the year at home. They're just putting runs up here. We saw them break out today against the Guardians, and the Royals have actually put up some runs this past week. Four or more runs in four straight games, including a game where they put up 10 runs and still lost. So I think both pitchers will give up runs here. I like the first five depending on the number.
Yeah, Wainwright just hasn't been very good. I mean, you take a look at the final scores in his four starts so far this season. 11 runs, 14 runs, 24 runs, and 13 runs. And he's also really gotten the run support in all four of those games for himself. But, the Cardinals have scored a minimum of five runs in each of those starts by Adam Wainwright. As soon as I say that, the Mariners just walk it off on a three-run shot by Eugenio Suarez.
Wow.
6-3 victory for the Mariners there. So good victory for them. I think the runs is probably the way I want to look here. I think the Royals can maybe squeak out a few against Wainwright, who just hasn't been very good. He's allowed at least four earned runs in three of his four starts. And again, like I mentioned, the amount of total runs that they are being put up by the Cardinals in the starts, I think that's going to bode well. So what was the total that you said for this game again, Dylan?
There was no total. Oh, yeah. But okay, yeah. No, it's – I don't know.
I think a nine would come out.
Maybe a nine, nine and a half. It's like you said, we're seeing over 20 runs in some of these starts. So I got to go over.
Yeah. All right. Good call there. Completely forgot about that game. So this will bring us to the last game on Monday. It's going to be the New York Yankees. They are heading up to Seattle. Fitting that I just watched them walk it off. It's going to be Domingo Germán getting the start for the New York Yankees. And I am seeing Bryce Miller is getting the start here for the Seattle Mariners. Mariners are a home favorite of -135, +115 on the money line for the New York Yankees. Total is set at 8, run line -1.5, +150 for the Mariners, and +1.5, -175 for the New York Yankees. Dylan, what do you got for this last game?
Yeah, couldn't come down on a side in this one. I did make the Mariners a -120 favorite. I need a little better of a number to take the Yankees, but I kind of like the first five under 4.5. Bryce Miller, he's looked fantastic this season, especially at home. He hasn't allowed a run in 12 innings pitched at home. And one of those outings was against the Astros. You know, a knock on him is he really isn't facing the top tier hitting offenses, but he is versing some good offenses and he shut down the Astros. So he's also gone deep into games as well, which I like. He's pitched 6 to 7 innings per start. You love to see that out of a young guy as well. So this is going to be Domingo Germán's first start after suspension, but on the road, he hasn't been bad this season. Only one bad start against the Twins. But aside from that start, he hasn't allowed three runs in any start on the road. So I think both pitchers will be locked in. I think Domingo Germán's going to come back, try to prove something on the road. I think we see a tight one here, especially in the first half of the game. So first five under 4.5 is very generous. So I'll take that under.
All right. Bryce Miller, like you mentioned, he's been really good for the Seattle Mariners. I'm trying to pull up his numbers here. Give me a second. Let's see here. Yeah, so he's 3-1 with a 1.15 ERA, 28 strikeouts, only three walks thus far this season. And the Mariners have won four of his five starts in his last five games, and you know they've been able to provide runs for support for him as well. So you know, with Germán coming in here, like you mentioned, after the suspension, I think that there may be a little bit of rust for him. I do like the Mariners in this spot at -135. They're not in a travel situation. The Yankees are traveling from New York, playing the San Diego Padres, traveling west. So I do like the spot here for the Mariners. So I'll take the Mariners -135 here on the money line. All right, so that was the last game on the board. Let's get into our lock and dog for the Monday games on Memorial Day. D-Rock, lead us off, my man. What do you got?
All right. For my lock, I'm going to go out to that Pirates and Giants game. I'm going to take the under. You know, I like Rich Hill on the road. I think he's been really good. 231 ERA. Batters only hit 211 off of him. And I think this Sofani at home, he is serviceable enough where I don't think the Pirates, they don't really hit righties all that well to begin with. So I think Anthony DeSclafani will have a good game. So under eight is my lock. And for my dog, it was going to be the Rangers on the run line, but that's not a plus price anymore. I'll take the Twins. Is 108 all right? I know it's kind of 108. All right. Yeah, I'll take Sonny Gray. I'll take Sonny Gray to outmatch JP France on the road. I know his numbers aren't as good as they are over in Target Field, but I do think Sonny Gray will get the win here against the Astros. So if they give him their run support like he deserves, at least 4 or 5 runs, I think they should be able to win this game. So at plus 108, I'll take the better pitcher in Sonny Gray.
All right. For my lock, I'm going to take the Rangers run line. I know it's, like you mentioned, not at a plus price anymore. I think it's moved in the right direction. This team is, the offense at least, has been very, very good against left-handed pitching. We talked about the numbers and the splits against left-handed pitching. They're top five in a lot of those categories against left-handed pitching. And again, Matthew Boyd, left-handed pitcher. I think the Rangers will be able to take advantage of it. Nathan Eovaldi has been really, really good thus far this season for the Texas Rangers on the season, 6-2 with a 2.60 ERA on the road thus far this season. For the Texas Rangers, trying to pull up his splits here. He is 2-1. I know the ERA is a little bit higher at 4.15, but I think that all came in one start, which was against the – I just had it in front of me. Where'd it go? Where was it? No, it wasn't the Royals. It was the Cincinnati Reds. He gave up 3 earned runs. But other than that, he's been pretty solid for the Texas Rangers. And I think that even if he does give up runs, I just trust his Texas Rangers offense even more. So -1.5, -115 as my lock. For my dog, again, it was a very limited menu here as far as dogs went. I'll go with the Arizona Diamondbacks full game, -1.5, +110. Just going to fade Carl Kaufman here. If you're able to find a run line of -0.5, which may be at a plus price for the Diamondbacks, I don't hate that either. But them being at home, not being in a travel situation, they got the victory in the final game against the Boston Red Sox. Just to fade of Carl Kaufman. We talked about how bad he's been thus far this season. I think that they'll be able to get to him, put up some runs. So I'll take that plus price on the run line, -1.5, +110 for the Arizona Diamondbacks for my dog. All right, Dylan, that is gonna do it for this edition of the NBA, the MLB gambling podcast. Anything else you want to mention before we get out of here?
No, just everyone have a safe and happy Memorial Day. Thank you to everyone who served, and Succession season finale tonight. Can't wait.
There we go. Yeah, echoing everything that Dylan said, except for Succession. Everyone that has served, whether they've are passed away or they're still living, salute. We wouldn't be able to do what we do in this country without the service that they provide for us to have our freedom and do what we do. So, you know, if you've served, if you had family members that have served, thank you. And the ones that we have lost, thank you as well. And again, just take the day to remember those that serve this country. And that's what it's all about. So enjoy the baseball. But again, we have to also count our blessings for those that have served this country. We'll be back tomorrow in some form or fashion for the MLB Gambling Podcast. If you haven't already, leave us a rating and review. Make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel for the MLB Gambling Podcast. And like I mentioned, we'll be back in some form or fashion tomorrow. Till then, good luck with your bets. Let's break these books off and let it ride.